good. God is good all the time. And all the time He's good. God is faithful. God is just. God is everything that you need. I'd like you to stand up right now. See, some of you the devil's been messing with this week, and see, we're going to get that out of your head right now. Repeat after me, devil. You are not bigger than the problem. Wait a second. Look here. I've done got myself about half drunk off the Holy Spirit. What we went to say was this right here. I was saying this in praise and worship, and I didn't even realize what I was saying until I said it for about 30 minutes. God, you're bigger than every problem I got. God, right now, in Jesus' name. Come on now. God, right now. In Jesus' name. I will not glorify the problem any longer. God, you are bigger than the problem. And God, right now, I let you do, God, what only you can do. Now, I want you to believe that. You may be seated. How many of you like steak by the raising of your hands? How many steak lovers do we got? Steak. Lots of people like steak. I like it because it's real good and hearty. And I want to tell you that this morning you're going to hear the meat of the Lord. You're going to hear the meat of the Word of God. So I want you to get yourself ready, because see, what the Lord wants to say to you, it's powerful. What the Lord wants to say to you, it's going to cut through some things that's been bothering you. So turn to John chapter 18, verse 36. And I'm going to set the scene for you. We've got Jesus and we've got Pontius Pilate, and they're having a discussion. See, Pontius Pilate had a lot of power in his hand. Now, there are people in your life that have some power, see, and you need some things to be broken loose, and God can do whatever He wants to do. God can turn the heart of every person in authority over you. God can do the thing that you haven't been able to do. God can move the mountain. God can do what only God can do. And we have to believe Him. Now, Jesus and Pontius Pilate, they were discussing this. And Pontius was just trying to figure out who He was and why everybody hated His guts and wanted Him to be crucified. And it says, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. And Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth." See, Jesus Christ came into the world to testify of the truth. Now let me tell you something. The thing that is rejected today in today's world is truth. Somebody sent me a text message this week and they said, God converts with truth and the devil perverts with the truth. The devil will take truth and he will turn it around. Why do you think in the last days there's going to be false prophets? Because they're believing their own stuff. Why do you think in the last days, see, people will depart from the faith? They will be taken over by seducing spirits. See, in the last days, which I believe that we're living in, people and the children of God, they need to worship God in spirit and in truth. They need to praise Him, but they need to know the truth, and a lot of us don't know the truth. And the truth we think we know, the devil has perverted it. Now we've got Pontius, and he says, "In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." That's what Jesus said. Everybody on the side of truth. See, I came into the world to testify of the truth. And everyone that's on the side of truth listens to me. What does the Bible say? My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Everyone that is on the side of truth listens to the living God. That is a problem in today's world because there are hardly anybody on the side of truth. Why? Because we got our own agendas. We got things that we want to do. We don't care if they're right. We don't care if they're wrong. We doing them, see, because we are neglecting and abandoning truth. And I'm here to talk to you this morning about truth. See, because God wants to bring a greater truth into our lives. See, there's things that's being held up because there's a certain level of truth that has not been coming to us because we ain't listening to truth. We think we on the side of truth and we really ain't. Now, I'm not just teaching to Diana. Diana, sweetie, you're beautiful. I just want to stand over here and just preach to you. Don't take offense to it. So, here's Jesus, and he said, everyone on the side of truth listens to me. We got a bunch of people ain't listening to what God has to say. A lot of people ain't listening, Mama Brenda, to what God has to say. What is truth? Pilate asked. People been asking that forever. What is truth? What is truth? See, Pontius Pilate, a man of great power, a man of great authority, said, what is truth? Who are you? Why does everybody hate your guts? Jesus said, you know what? For this reason I came, to testify. See, Jesus himself testified of truth. You don't think that God wants you to stand up for Him, stand up for what's right? See, we got a lot of mealy mouth going on. People won't stand up and say you're wrong. Got lots of folks, prophesy smooth words to me. No. You come to Parish Christian Center, we're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about what you're doing, what I'm doing, what we're all doing. And I got news for you. Half of what you're doing, I don't even know about. But see, I don't have to know about it. Whatever God says preach on, I'll preach on it. Today it's truth. Today it's truth. It'll set you free. Every day of the week, it will set you free. So we have Pontius, and he said, what is truth? The title of this message today is, are you on the side of truth? See, you on a side, you better pick what side that you on, because see, you're serving somebody. You're either serving the devil or you're serving the living God. I wish I could tell it to you nicer, but see, this is the last days, Brother Sam. I don't have time to tell it to you nicely. I have time to tell it on you and tell you in a way that hopefully makes you turn from sin. But you're serving either the Lord or you're serving Satan. You're either going to get yourself a curse or you're going to get yourself a blessing. And guess what, baby? You get to choose what you're going to do. See, you 21, you get to do what you want. Oh, yeah. And that comes with a whole can of worms. You 21, baby, you better get up and serve the living God, because you know what? It's only you going to get up on Judgment Day and say, he's either going to say, come on in. We're having a party. The streets are made of gold. Go to the sweet tea fountain with the Holy Spirit. Or he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, because I never knew you. See, if you're ashamed of him here on earth, he'll be ashamed of you there in heaven. If you're going to deny him here on earth and you're going to have blood on your hands, glory be to Jesus, you're going to be denied up there. Amen. There's people in here, they need to know what the heck truth even is, because they ain't on the side of it. You want somebody to prophesy to you smooth words? come to me at the end of this. I got a church directory where they'll do just that. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, every soul that comes in here, they're going to know where they stand, because the truth is going to come out. The truth will set you free. The truth is setting people free. They don't even know it. But you know what? The angels of the conviction is coming to them, and it's going to visit them, and they're going to realize what they're walking away from. Brother Mike's like, whoa, she a worked up woman. I'm excited about what God's saying. I love truth. I love truth. Let's go to Psalms chapter 25. We're going to talk some more about His truth. Let's look at verses 4 and 5. Says, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. What do you think we're here for today? We're here to be taught. See, it's not like you're going to wake up and just know every single thing. That's why you come to church. Amen. But let me tell you this. You're not coming just on a Sunday to be taught. See, it's your problem. It's your deal to maintain your relationship with the living God. It ain't the pastor's job. So don't be going off and getting offended at me and Brother Jer. Because see, Keisha, it's our job to point you in the right direction, to be a good example to you. But at the end of the day, you cannot live off of my faith. You cannot live off of, oh Lord Jesus, you let Sister Kelly in, you let me in too. See, it don't work that way. We got to work out our own salvation with fear and with trembling. Salvation don't scare you sometimes, because it sure scares me. Ugh. I don't want to forgive those enemies. Whoa. I want to sock that person in the nose that smarted off to me in the grocery store. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You know why? Because God's got you right there. God knows what it's going to take to turn you around and put you on the right track. See, and if you're somebody that's got to constantly be bucking God, that's what people been doing. They've been playing some games. I'm here to tell every game player, you better stop playing those games with God. You better stop it. Because see, there ain't time for that. There's not time to be playing these games. It's time to serve Him. It's time to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Time is short. Time to wisen up to what the devil's trying to do. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. God, guide me in truth. And teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. See, you go through a battle. I've been through battles. I've been through things. I can't even walk through my kitchen sometimes without grief hitting me like a wave. See, there are things, trials sometimes, and they're so heavy. They hit so close to home that they will literally draw you to your knees. When you get drawn to your knees, that's the time to say, God, I surrender. God, that problem ain't bigger than you. Satan, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. God, you said whatever I bound on earth would be bound in heaven. God, whatever I loose on earth, God, you said it would be loosed in heaven. And God, right now, I loose the Holy Spirit all over this situation. God, I thank you that you're doing the thing that I cannot do. God, I thank you that you've never left me, that you've never forsaken me. God, I thank you that you've been right there. God, you've healed me every time I needed a healing. God, you've mended me every time I was broken. God, I thank you that you're going to my family in Jesus' name. God, it's not about me, God, but it's about you. God, it ain't about what I've done wrong, God, but it's about what you did right. So you got to get down. You got to get dirty with what the devil has tried to do to you. You got to take authority over that. See, the devil's after everything that you got. And I ain't going to sit up here and be monotone about that. I was trying to listen to something the other day. And boy, what they were saying was good, but I just could not get into that because it was just too monotone for me. I was thinking, oh, I need a little pizzazz. I need a little shouting. Like I told you, if you don't like a bunch of getting excited, you come tonight. Brother Jeremy, just as smooth as sugar and honey and all that stuff. You getting the uncut version up here this morning. Glory. Let's go to Psalms chapter 86. You know what? I'm mad about what the devil's done. I'm mad about the things that he's trying to take from me. See, I'm mad about the things that he's already taken from me. See, when the thief has been caught, he has to repay. Now, what I need to know, what the living God needs to know, is in your life, have you caught the thief? Have you caught him? See, lots of us, we're just letting him go. We're just letting that thief go willy-nilly. Jesus said, you know what? When you catch the thief, he has to repay. What has the devil stolen from you two? A lot. What has he stolen from me? A lot. Catch him. Keep him caught. When you catch him, say, you know what? You're bound in Jesus' name. You're defeated in Jesus' name. Devil, you got to take your hands off of my family. You got to take them off of my kids. You got to take them off of my marriage. You got to take them off of the circumstances that keep bearing their ugly heads. So you got to take authority over these things. Mealy-mouthing ain't going to work. Now, I'm not telling you you got to be up here like I am, but you know what? That ain't a bad thing. It takes all kinds. But my mama's told me my whole life, Kelly, it's okay. It takes all kinds, honey. It does. And I'm the all kinds. Let's go to Psalms 86, verse 11. Once again, it says, teach me your way, O Lord. See, you need to ask God to teach you. Teach me, God, what is your ways? See, when you keep coming up in that trial and something ain't working out, something ain't meeting up, there's a bad connection there. God, teach me what your way is in this. See, if he didn't want you to be taught, he wouldn't be in the Bible over and over. Teach me your ways. How many times have people said that in the Bible? How many times have you read that? Teach me your ways. God, teach me this. God, teach me that. You got to be taught because, see, you just wasn't born with all this wealth of information. We get into trials and situations and we wonder why we suffer through them, and a lot of it is because we're lazy. Yeah, I said it. We're lazy. You going through something? I'm going to tell you. Time to turn that Facebook off. Time to turn that Netflix off. Trying to shut that mouth down. Don't be calling your girlfriend. You know she's going to agree with you. That's your problem. You got too many folks agreeing with your nonsense. I can say that because I've got my girlfriends that I call to vouch for all my nonsense. You're not alone. I get it. You know? But I also get that I don't like to be stuck in situations. See, you don't set camp up in the middle of the battlefield. That's what you don't do. You in a battle, baby, this ain't vacation time. You pitch up get your tent up out of that battlefield and you go to battle. Too many people treating this world out there like it's some type of playground. It's a battlefield. Don't be sitting there with your thumb in your mouth going, why is this happening to me? Look here, you a child of God, things are going to happen. Look here, you a sinner, things are going to happen. See, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. It's just the world that we live in. So we see here where it says, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart. You cannot afford a heart that is divided in the middle of a war. In the middle of a battle, you cannot afford the luxury of being double-minded. You cannot afford the luxury of having two things up in your heart and they're contradicting each other. You can't afford that. You either in this to win it or you in it to lose miserably. You got to decide what you want to do in this battle. Because see, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to walk in victory or you're going to walk in defeat. Now it's up to you what you're going to walk in, but you cannot have a divided heart. You can't. You're either going to be hot or you're either going to be cold, but if you lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Why? Because who likes somebody that's on both sides of the line? Amen? Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. There's a lot of people do not fear the name of Jesus. They don't fear God. They don't have a healthy fear of God. Because they don't realize how powerful that He is. See, God has the power to do something in an instant. He also has the power to let it drag out for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. You got to decide what you want to live like. You got to decide if you want to be victorious or if you want to always be busted up. Let's go to Psalms chapter 145. We're going to look at verse 18. It says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." See, there's a difference. You can call on Him, Holly. We can call on Him all we want to call on Him. But we call on Him in truth. We call on Him in truth. What am I talking about up here? Okay. Some point we got to quit playing games with ourselves. We got to quit playing games with the devil. And we got to quit playing games with God. God says, call on me in truth. Angel, what does that mean for somebody like me? Okay, let me tell you. Because see, I can't preach out of anybody else's life but mine. Hannah, here's what this means. God, I'm coming to you. And I'm coming to you in truth. God, here's the things that I did to mess up this situation. See, a lot of times we will not take responsibility when we call on God. A lot of things we calling on God for, we created those problems ourselves. Heather, when we call on Him, we have to call on Him in truth. Amen. What does that look like? Well, it looks something like this. When you're having your day and see all that stuff caught up with you, stop walking in that denial. Stop walking in that shame. Both of those things are a card from the devil. You just keep it real with God. You know what you tell God? God, I messed up because, God, I love that sin sometimes more than I love you. That's a hard thing to say, but hey, is that truth? Sometimes we do things we don't even want to do them no more, but we see they got a hold on us. And then we try to call out to the Lord, and Patty, we ain't keeping it real with God. You don't think God knows who you're loving on more than Him? He does. He wants to know if you know. So when you're calling on Him, be real with Him. Call on me in truth. You know what I have to tell God? God, sometimes I am double-minded. God, the very moment that I'm praying to you, there's a thing in my mind that's doubting even the thing I'm praying for you about in that very moment. God, I'm going to keep it real with you. God, I believe, but God, there's an unbelief in me that's unholy. And God, I'm telling you about it. I'm calling out to you in truth. So God, you can fix that thing in me so I can get some prayers answered. See, you got to keep it real with the Lord. Call out to Him, but by golly, when you're calling out to Him, call out to Him in truth. So He can hear you. Real deal. Amen. You got to call to Him, but call to Him in some truth. You want a liar taking up all your time, telling you a bunch of nonsense? No. Neither does God. When you call to Him in some truth. He'll respond to that a lot better. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise His holy name forever and ever. Let's go to John chapter 8. We're going to be looking at verses, we're going to start off on verse 31. And it says, to the Jews who had believed Him, Jesus said, if you hold to My teaching, you are really My disciples. See, there's a lot of folks, they ain't holding to what they've been taught. They walking away from it. If you keep walking away from God, inevitably, trials and tribulations, they come. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. And when the trial of your faith comes to you and you've been walking away from God, you're going to be on some dangerous ground. Right. You're going to be in a place where you're vulnerable to what the devil has for you. See, when it says you must worship Him in spirit and in truth, when you come up in here and you're weary, you say, God, I'm so weary, I can't even lift up my hands. You don't think I felt that? I have felt that many times. I have come up in here many times, broken on the inside, saying, God, I don't even think I can do this because, God, this is just too big. And see, God, God can do something with an honest person. Amen. What does God do, Dwayne? He takes what we got, and whatever we don't got, He just makes up the difference. You don't feel like coming into God's house and raising holy hands? You better think about that. You better think about laying out. Amen. When you feel like not coming, that's probably when you should come. Amen. When you get in here and your hands feel a million pounds because you're weary, I'm going to encourage you to still, in the lowest of lows, I'm going to encourage you to lift up your hands. Why? Because God, it's not that He can, it's that He does inhabit the praises of His people. God is not a person that just works out of favor. Mike, it's the same for everybody. God don't care what you done. God ain't messed up about the mistakes that you made. God wants every child to operate out of a spirit of truth. Because when you can, the barrier, the battle, it's already won. See, can you operate out of a greater sense of truth in your life? See, it's not a sin to keep coming up to the same problem. Be honest. You want to get out of that problem? Tell God. God, apparently I ain't handled this the right way because it just keeps coming up. Lord, I admit it. And Lord, I'm trying to quit it. God, I'm a moron about 99% of the time. Lord, help me. See? When somebody comes and they need your help, would you rather them be honest or would you rather just hear a bunch of nonsense? Do you want to help an honest person or do you want to help a liar? Who do you want to help most? You got to be honest with them. You got to be honest. You got to work out of truth. If it wasn't a hard thing to do, it wouldn't be in the Bible so much. It's in here because it's hard to be truthful. It's hard to be honest because a lot of times when we're honest, what we come up to is the fact that we're in some type of thing that we don't need to be in that feels good and that we want. Amen? Now, just because I ain't hollering about that statement I just made, that's probably been the best thing I've said all morning. Let me say it again. A lot of times, let me try it a different way. A lot of times, there you go. A lot of times, when you being truthful and you ain't liking the truth, it's because that truth done roll back to a thing that says, that ain't pleasing God, and I'm going to have to turn from that, or God can't receive me. Amen. A lot of times when we get up into really saying, like Pilate, What is truth? When we get down to the nitty-gritty of what truth is, truth will pop its head up and it'll say, this is going to be something you got to change right now. That's truth. See, truth will make you look at something that you're doing face to face and say, I'm missing it. I'm sinning. I'm missing that. I'm missing it. You don't think that in the last days people will be deceived? They're deceiving their own selves. They don't even need the devil. They're walking around and they're telling their own stuff and they believe it. You ever met somebody that was so good at lying, they was able to lie to their self and they believed it? I'm one of those people back in the day. I would tell myself some shenanigans and I believed it. I met the Spirit of Truth when I was about 15 years old. We were out in the middle of some little teenage things. And Dad was trying to really get us to admit some stuff that us teenage girls had done, Claudia, and it was terrible. And he goes, I wish he was here. And I thank God that he's going to be. Amen. But he said, girls, I want to know, did you do this or did you not? Now, let me tell you, you got three different type of folks here. I'm the politician in the group. Shelly goes, we absolutely did not do that. We did not. Dad looks at me, I'm his flesh and blood. And he goes, Kelly, did you do that? I'm trying to see which way Melissa's going on this thing. Because, see, the majority's going to win the thing here. And I'm going, I don't know. I may have. I mean, what do you say? I really didn't know how we were going to go on this. So I was like, oh, I'm trying to save myself a few licks. So, I mean, I didn't say we didn't, but I didn't say we did. Let's see how Melissa goes. He goes to Melissa, he goes, Momo? Momo. Momo. Girls, I have just invited the Spirit of Truth to come up in here. I looked at Shelly and I, who is that? The Spirit of who? What? The Spirit of Truth. That was a new one. I had never heard that. And that made me a little nervous because I was like, I don't know who that is, but he sounds like he can see right through my nonsense. And I'm like, I don't know if we did it. Momo, did you do that? Here's Momo. We did it! We did all of it! We didn't just do the parts you know about. We did the other stuff that you didn't know about, too. And those two made me do it. The Spirit of Truth. It's the first time I met the Spirit of Truth. See, the Spirit of Truth wants to come up into some... See, we can laugh about it. See, a lot of times that's the answer. A lot of us are like, no. No. A lot of us are like, well, I mean, you know, on my good day, I might admit to some of that. Nah. Then we got folks that'll just say, yes, Lord, I did it. Yes, Lord, I want to change. Lord, I surrender. You don't think that God can move out of people that know they're doing wrong and they just want to surrender, they just want to be right? That's what God works with the most. And so it says, if you hold to my teaching, God's wanting some people to hold on to his teaching. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. See, are you really the children of God? Then you're going to hold to truth. You're going to hold to what he's telling you to do. You're going to hold to things even when it's not what you want. Then you will know the truth. A lot of us, we don't know the truth because we've denied the truth so many times that we've gotten a reprobate mind and a seared conscience, and then there's a disconnect there that happens that we can't even recognize truth when it's staring us in the face. See? It says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth is the thing that sets you free. If you're tired of being bound, I'm going to encourage you to invite in truth into your life, because you won't be able to stay bound up as much. Because see, the devil starts having panic attacks where there is truth. He don't like truth. Why? Because he can't work in honesty. The devil can't work in honesty. The devil works in lies. When you stop lying to yourself, see, the devil has to flee, because see, he can't live up in that place where the person's saying, God, I want your will. God, it ain't what I want, but God, nevertheless, your will, not mine, be done. That's what God can work with. Let's go to John chapter 14, verses 5 through 7. And here's Thomas, and he said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. A lot of times we find ourselves and we don't know which way to go. A lot of times we find ourselves, we don't know where we went wrong. We don't know how we got there. Jesus answered, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. See, he who tries to save their life, if you're out there and you're trying to save your life, you're losing it. When you give your life over, you're finding it. See, when you say, God, it's no longer what I want to do. God, what would you have me to do? God, show me your way. God, teach me your way. God, and I'll walk in it. It's that right there. It's a surrender. It's a surrender that every Christian heart must make that decision. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. And from now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Now let's go to John chapter 16, verses 12. And it says here, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, see, the Spirit of truth, see, he's coming. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. Some people need to stand up and they need to make a God choice today. They need to say right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose the Spirit of truth up in my life. I loose the Spirit of truth up in that secret sin that nobody knows about. I loose the Spirit of truth to come up into that place where I don't want to turn from the sin, but I know that I must. I loose the Spirit of truth right up in that scenario, right up in that situation, right up in that sin. See, you have authority. You just don't know how to use it, or you do. One of two things. Heather's looking at me like, I don't even know what to say to this girl. Here, I don't either half the time. We got to get tired of living like some stuff. We got to say, you know what? Spirit of truth's done come up in here, and it's going to set some things right. And it's going to set things right that I want to hold on to. But I love God more than I love that secret sin. And God, I let you have it right now. God, I walk away from it. What happens to the person that they walk away from those sins? Let me tell you. When God helps you to walk away from them, and you look back at them, it doesn't take very long sometimes. You look at them and you're disgusted. Amen. You look at them and you're like, gosh, I can't believe I ever even, sing. Amen. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is to come. He will bring glory to Me by taking from what is Mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is Mine and make it known to you. See, there's things that God in the past has tried to make known to you, but because we did not walk in a level of truth where we would let that truth come in and penetrate that place that's sinning, there was a disconnect there. And we blink, and 5 years down the road, we're still in the same thing. I wouldn't preach about this stuff if it wasn't going on. I'm not just talking about here. Look at the news. Look at all these Christians getting on TV and denouncing Jesus. All the folks, see, the people we're looking at for them to be examples, they're renouncing the Son of God. You're going to either stand up or you're going to fold. You're either going to make this right or you're going to keep letting it be wrong. A lot of people, they don't want to come up into the church house because they know when they come up in here, they're going to be faced with conviction. Not condemnation, conviction. Because see, when you hear the Word of God, it penetrates and it begins to point out, you got to change that. You got to make a change. God's wanting truth up in here. He's wanting truth all over. Let's go to John 17 and 17. And Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. How are you sanctified? By truth. What is truth? The Word of God. Sanctify them by the truth. Lord, your Word is truth. If you're going through something this morning and you're saying, God, I'm having a hard time turning from this. God, I'm having a hard time with this situation. You begin to speak. See, this starts off by speaking. Open up your Bible. Yeah. Read that Bible and you begin to say, in Jesus' name. And you begin to speak the Word over your life. I have to do that all the time. It's the only thing that keeps me straight. God's Word is truth. You open that thing up and you begin to put your name in those places. See, what He promised you, He has the ability to make Him come to pass. But we have gotten very confused in the world today. We don't even know what truth is. Heather, the only thing that is truth is the Word of God. That's it. When we can get in there, that's why I'm telling everybody, read your Bible. You stressed, you depressed, you hurting, you angry, you bitter. For every problem, the Word is the answer. Every time. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Verse 18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. You ever know the truth about something, angel, and you just suppress it? We want to bury that. We want to keep on. There's nothing new under the sun. People have been suppressing truth from the very beginning of time. You need to open up that box. Because see, what always outlives a lie? Truth. What sets us free? Truth. You think that you can really suppress truth? People try to suppress it. Sonia, it always comes out. A lot of folks think, oh, this time will be the time. Look here, if it ain't worked 57 times past, it ain't going to work now. And that ain't just truth, that's common sense. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Why has God done everything that He's done? Because at the end of the day, you're choosing Him and you're choosing truth, or you're choosing the devil and you're choosing the devil's lies. But at the end, God has made it so plain that you will have no excuse. There is no excuse. No excuse. Willful sin. Thank you, Mother. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. But if anyone obeys His word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know that we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing to you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in Him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light, but hates his brother, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness blinded him. We're talking about truth. Last place for me this morning, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. See, there's a lot of unrest. A lot of restlessness. A lot of people in the valley of decision. If I had to say what was one of the worst feelings, it would be just a restlessness, just an unrest. It's tormenting when you can't rest about a situation, when it's there the moment you wake up, when it's there when you go to bed, when you're so glad to go to bed because at least for however many hours you can sleep, you can get away from the problem. I get it. I also understand the absolute goodness of God. That says you don't have to live in that dread. You don't have to live in that, invite that spirit of truth to come into that situation. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. In actions and in truth. Love in actions and love in truth. This is how you're going to know that you belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. God's wanting to put some hearts to rest in His presence. How is that going to happen? The Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth. Now, if you've found yourself today in your life where you're having a trial, where you may want to be turning from something and you just don't have it in the natural realm to turn. Condemnation has no place right here in this moment. If you can admit that, that's your first step. If there are situations and they're tormenting you, the devil's making some things bigger than what they are. God's trying to tell you, I'm working them out. And then there's that thing that just keeps coming back and say, no, it ain't working out this time. God wants you to let some truth up into that situation. The truth is, God is never late. God has never been late for you. God's never not shown up for you. What would make this time any different? Now, if you're in a place in your life where you say, you know what? I want a greater truth so I can turn from some things. I want a greater truth so I cannot be troubled about my circumstance, my situation. God, show me a greater truth so I can rest in your presence. See, there's a resting in his presence that God wants you to find yourself up in the middle of what you're going through. God, just because we're going through things doesn't mean he doesn't want us to rest. We'll all go through things, but there's a rest in him that he wants for his children. Now, if this is for you, you can stand. I'm going to pray down the spirit of truth right now. If it ain't you, that's fine. My life and my pastorship is not based off who stands and who doesn't. It really don't matter to me. My job is just about done. I'm going to give you just a moment here. God, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you that it's truth. God, I thank you that your word penetrates, God, and it divides every lie from the devil. Now, if you're wanting truth in here, see, if you want to receive from God, I'm going to ask you to lift up your hands. Why are we doing that? Because God wants to fill them. Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, I call down right now the spirit of truth. Spirit of truth, I thank you that right now you are going to every heart, God, that's troubled. God, into every situation, Lord, that has got your people troubled. God, I thank you that the spirit of truth is right up in the middle of that. God, I thank you that your ministering angels are going to every single person, Lord, that these saints in here, they're concerned about. God, I thank you that you're meeting those people. God, I thank you that you're setting the captive free. God, you're setting the backslider free. God, you're setting the people. God, they walked away. God, I thank you that you're bringing them back. God, I thank you that when they dream, God, they're dreaming about coming back to you. God, when they set their mind, God, I thank you when they get up in the morning, God, they know they got to come back to you. God, I'm asking for your peace right now, God, and your truth to come in and fill up every person up in here right now, God. And Lord, you said that whatever we bound on earth, God, will be bound in heaven. God, whatever we loose on earth, God, it's loosed in heaven. And Lord, I loose, God, your Holy Spirit right now, God, the Spirit of truth. And Satan, I bind you right now in Jesus' name, and I tell you to go right now, in Jesus' name. And God, we call it done. Amen.